Lost and Found, the Legacy of USS Lagarto tracks the submarine's short career beginning with its launch in Manitowoc.
1 year earlier, Lagarto stood draped in patriotic bunting.
Surviving family members like Ray Kinn remember the day well. Her husband was a communications officer setting off for duty in the South Pacific.
It was a big celebration in the whole community. The banks of the river were lined with people, and including all of the wives and family members of the Lagarto. And it was like 4th of July celebration. It was wonderful.
But things did not end well for the 86 crewmen. In April of 1945, the Lagarto went down. Experts think it was due to a hit from a Japanese depth charge during the Battle of Okinawa. Chuck Coppola co-produced the documentary. Divers found the submarine's wreckage in the Gulf of Thailand in 2005, after years of hearing reports of fishermen snagging their nets on something. Coppola visited the site and stayed topside as a team of divers filmed underwater with high-definition cameras.
It's chilling to see something that is 311, 312 feet long, lying perfectly flat on a sandy bottom with seemingly not a scratch until you swim to the port side. And that is where the divers found what appears to have been the reason why Lagarto went down. A large hole.
Coppola says military records have provided general information as to the locations of World War II-era ship and subwrecks, but it was only recently, with innovations like side-scan sonar, that divers are able to find the exact locations.
You know, there were 52 submarines lost during World War II, and Lagarto is the first of those 52 to be located and positively identified. There have been others since then, but Lagarto was the first.
Lost and Found was paid for largely by the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc, which also opened its archives of letters and pictures. Museum Director Norma Bishop says it was worth it.
This is part of our heritage and who we are. People came from all over the state in World War II to work in the shipyard. And you know, I think it really illustrates, even now in these economic times, the things that are important to us. We actually made things.
Those former workers are invited to come to the museum Saturday for a reunion. Bishop says they made 28 submarines over the course of the war.
The submarines made in Manitowoc were known as the best-built submarines in the Navy. And sailors used to try to finagle to pull any strings they could to get duty on a Manitowoc submarine.
And the documentarians found another Wisconsin connection. The Lagarto's commander, Frank Latta, had a secret. His son Mike remembers his father's Harley Davidson.
I've often wondered how he managed to keep secret his Harley. At every port, he'd take it apart, break it all down so it would fit down through the hatch, and hide it someplace that the Navy never knew about. And then they'd get someplace, like on our port, they'd take it out in the dock and put it back together, and off he'd go.
That Harley is most likely on the bottom of the Gulf of Thailand, along with the crew. Though the location is now known, the Lagarto is a war grave and is not to be disturbed. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.